music fans. This is Sutton, your host on Sutton on Cinema and Sound, and I'm joined here today by my mother.
Hi, everybody. Today, we're going to discuss When Harry Met Sally. This was a favorite movie of mine just after high school, and it was just well adored by so many people that I encouraged Sutton to watch it with me. It stars Meg Ryan as Sally and Billy Crystal as Harry. And I'll just jump in with a basic premise and then you can jump in. So basically, Harry and Sally are both students at the University of Chicago, and they are headed home for the summer. And actually, Harry has a girlfriend there, and she is good friends with Sally. So that is why Sally ends up giving a ride to Harry on the way, long ride home. Was it like a 12-hour car ride, Sutton,
roughly? I believe 12 hours.
12 ride, and I think they're headed from Chicago to
New York.
And I'll let you, why don't you go ahead and dive in with the basic premise.
All right, sounds good. So, yeah, as you mentioned, Billy Crystal plays Harry, and then Meg Ryan plays Sally. And during the car ride, they start talking about discussing relationships, and he says that he doesn't believe that a man and a girl and a woman can be friends with each other, because sex always gets in the way of it.
And she disagrees with that, basically.
Yeah, she disagrees with that. And then when they don't see each other again after that. And then when they meet each other again about 5 years later, and
spontaneously.
And then he tries to deny that he ever said that. Yeah. So the whole most of the movie is really taking a look at the relationship between the two of them, and seeing how it gets awkward at some moments, when you can see that they actually consider whether they like each other or not, or whether they want to date each other, and how that gets in the way of them just becoming friends or not after that happens.
I should jump back a little bit. Nora Ephron wrote this, and Rob Reiner was the director. And supposedly, it's based on Rob Reiner's divorce from Penny Marshall, the actress Penny Marshall. That kind of gave, provided for some of the storyline with the writing.
Yeah, it's interesting how parts of the story were based off of real life scenarios. And also throughout this movie, they'll have interludes in between scenes where they're interviewing these older couples and asking them about, they don't show them asking the questions, but the younger couples are talking about these humorous scenarios and regarding how they met each other. And while the couples were actors, how they got those stories and the inspiration for those interviews was they interviewed members of the production crew, mm-hmm. About their relationships they were in, and then how they met, who their spouses, and then after that happened, they kind of reworked their stories, and then they hired these actors to play them in their interviews. So even those moments were based off of true events or true stories.
Okay, I really liked that throughout the movie. And in fact, remember we were watching it, mm-hmm. I said, well, I think these are real couples. But then afterwards, I did a little research and realized those older people, because some of them were quite, would you say, in their 80s or 90s?
Yeah, that's right.
They were actors too, and they really seemed like they were a couple.
Yeah, it seemed really authentic.
Yes.
And then in terms of the cast, Billy Crystal plays Harry, and apparently I read that he had input into into the character. He reworked his dialogue to make both the movie and specifically his character funnier and more comedic, which I thought was really well. I thought that most of the movie's humor revolved on what he was saying. In fact, I mentioned while watching this, but he kind of reminded me of Jerry Seinfeld, just because I feel like he physically resembles him with his haircut, but also his style of humor and how he sort of finds ways to dissect people in a condescending way and really break down their characters and point out their character flaws. It's a really funny thing to watch, especially how he interacts with the character Sally.
I agree.
He also mentioned Rob Reiner, who is a very famous filmmaker. He also made this Spinal Tap, which I haven't seen, but is I know considered a classic. And then I found out afterwards, but he also made The Princess Bride, which is one of my favorite movies, and I think one of the funniest movies ever made.
Did you see any, I don't want to say similarities, but as you realize what he directed? Those, did you see any kind of fingerprint of his in this movie?
Good question. I feel like it really shows how dynamic of a filmmaker he is because The Princess Bride is a really fantastical, like fairy tale type of movie with like Oscar the Giant and just yeah, knights with sword dueling, and then this is a much more realistic movie that takes place in modern day New York. I think really the only two things that I can think of that the movies have in common is they're both just incredibly funny movies. So yeah, that comedy is a really big strong suit of his. And then I also really enjoyed seeing Carrie Fisher because I really just associate her with her Star Wars work as Princess Leia, and I feel like this was a really good opportunity to see her playing a much more grounded role. Not someone who's like a space princess, but
Character,
just yeah,
yeah.
but just like a average New York citizen. So you said the last time you saw this movie was maybe around the time it came out, even.
Probably, yes. I probably saw it when it came out and then maybe one more time, but probably close to 1989.
So how much of this do you remember, and do you feel like your opinion of the movie has changed if you remember it?
That's a great question. I remember the basic plot, but when I watched it, and I was so excited to watch it with have you watch it. It almost seemed like I hadn't seen it before. I think I remember certain scenes. I don't want to give it away, like the diner scene, that's really funny. And then I remember looking up to Meg Ryan or Sally at that time, thinking she was just cute, and everyone in America thought she was like the girl next door. But seeing it again, and maybe just because I'm older now, more mature, like I didn't realize how funny Harry was, or Billy Crystal, like, and just like you said about his sense of humor, and I guess when I was younger, didn't appreciate or notice that as much. So, what did you think of it? Did I oversell it, or what did you think?
I managed to really like the movie. Going into it, I didn't maybe didn't have my expectations set too high because When Harry Met Sally is a movie that I've heard a lot of times, and I know it was probably considered an 80s classic, but rom-coms usually aren't the type of movie I enjoy. And also just looking at the poster for the movie with Harry and Sally, like they look like these giants on top standing atop of the New York skyline. It feels kind of like cheesy in an 80s cheesy
It
kind of
does.
way. Like I kind of got the impression that oh, it'll just be like every 80s rom-com that I'm sure is good, but it's not really the type of movie that I'm sure that I think I can really get invested in. But the movie was a lot funnier than I thought it would be, and I think a lot of that has to do with the dialogue, and especially Harry's character. So yeah, I really enjoyed watching this movie.
Yeah, it was definitely well cast. The budget for this film in 1989 was $16 million, and the box office gross was $92.8 million. The movie was adapted for the stage in 2004, and In 2022, the film was selected for preservation in the United States Film Registry as being culturally and historically and aesthetically significant.
I think it deserves all of those awards. It was also nominated for Best Original Screenplay at the Academy Awards, which I think, again, is attributed to how great the script is written, and especially the contributions that that Billy Crystal made to it and to his character. And yeah, in conclusion, I really enjoyed this movie, and it exceeded my expectations.
I'm so glad you were willing to watch it and that you enjoyed it as much as I did.
I'm glad we could watch and discuss this great movie together. And this is such a non-cinema and sound.
Bye.